Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again or wherever that you're at, just to reach in the world for Christ, just lifting up the name of Jesus, just telling somebody the good news. We'd like for you to call in, and if you'd like to be a part of this service, call in. It's 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in and we'll put you on the line with us, and we'll just have a Bible talk show about the miracles, signs, and wonders today, and just speak a little while about what God is doing and what He wants to do, and what He's doing today is just as He did whenever He walked here on the earth. And so we just appreciate you and tuning in and listening to us. So call in now, and we'll put you right on the line. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and just pray and ask God's blessing up over the broadcast, and so just trust God, He's going to give us a good one today. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before You, God, as humble as we know how. Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for this time, God, that we're able to come back on once again, reaching the world for Christ. Lord, that we can be able to tell somebody the good news. And Lord, we give You the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for it all. In Jesus' holy name, we thank You, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. If you got your Bibles, want to turn with us today, we're going to be speaking in miracles, signs, and wonders. We're going to be starting out in Matthew 9 and 20. And it says, "And behold, a woman which was deceased was on an issue of blood 12 years, came behind Him and touched Him, the hem of His garment. For she said within herself, if I might may but touch His garment, I shall be whole." And you know, today, just think about, you know, that's what we need to do. Just get ready and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, and we can be made whole. You know, that's He's still the same. He's still doing the same miracles and wonders and signs that he did then, and, you know, I just praise God that he's not never changed. He's still the same, and he took the stripes on his back that we could be healed, that we could be made whole. Praise the Lord. We have a call in here, 740. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Pastor Michael Millett, and from Ohio.
Praise the Lord. Brother, we're glad to have you join us here tonight. And we're speaking on signs and wonders and miracles. And I just read there about in Matthew 9 and 20 about the woman having an issue of blood, how the Lord touched her and healed her. And so I said he's still the same. He's still doing the same thing today as he did then.
Yes, he is, brother. He sure is. He's doing the same thing. And I was just looking at the scripture there as he was talking. The Bible said the Holy Spirit, bold witness who confirmed his word. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.
Amen.
And that is found in the book of Mark 16, verse 20. So we're living in the days where that the time, brother, is getting short. And God has called us into a field, brother, to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And these signs will follow them that believe in his name. They shall cast out devils and heal the sick.
Amen. You know, I feel his anointing here to save us is strong. I can't hardly stand it, brother. You know, I tell you what, God is looking for people that will take that scripture right there that you're speaking about in the 16th chapter of Mark. You know, he didn't say that it had to be a big-time evangelist or any certain person. He just said the believers. And if you're a believer tonight, you can lay your hands on somebody and anoint them with oil and pray for them and pray the prayer of faith. God will move and work it. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He'll work
Amen.
That miracle. Hallelujah. That miracle is already formed. He done took the 39 stripes on his back for the miracle and for our healing if we just obey him and do what he said to do.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Amen. And, well, in the book of Acts here, brother, I was looking in the second chapter. And the 17th verse and through 19, and it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my handmaid, and on my servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. We're living in that time, brother, that God said he'd pour out his spirit upon all flesh, that we can go forth and lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, and do the work that God has called us to do. If we're living in the end time now, and even before, and the disciples that did that, he called 70 of them around and gave them power to lay hands on the sick. He gave them power to cast out devils. The devil doesn't belong. He belonged under our feet.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Man.
Praise God. You know,
yes, glory.
The devil, a lot of people let him get up on their shoulder and ride them. But, you know, we don't need him on our shoulder. We need him under our feet.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We can keep him there through the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. God will keep him down there where he belongs.
If Amen. That's
only,
right, brother.
If we just only keep believing, keep confessing, you know, I tell you, the devil is out to do one thing. That's to kill, steal and destroy. But thank God Jesus Christ come to give us life and give it to us a more abundant. And, you know, Jesus told us that these signs that I do, you shall even do greater than these, because I've gone back to the Father. And, you know,
that's right.
If we'll only realize that God said that we could do greater works than He done, we're living way below our providence right now. We're living way below because we're not doing the things that He said that for us to do.
Amen. Yes, that's right. We need to start doing it. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be faithful to God. Praise God. There was a great sign in Moses' time there that Moses crossed the Red Sea. God parted the water and then get to the other side. That was a sign of miracles and wonders right there.
Yes.
In that time. And God's given us that power that we may do this. We may heal the sick. That we can heal the sick. That's what I said. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Bible said that you shall have power. The power to do what? To lay hand on the sick and to cast out devils.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Freely you receive and freely give. Give it freely. And that's found in Matthew 10.
Yes.
God's healing and anointing is flowing. The revival winds blowing, praise God. God's people are on fire for Him. I tell you, it's amazing what God is doing if we trust Him and have faith in Him.
Amen. I praise God, I tell you, every day for what He means to me. And you know, I tell you, we just got to look to Him because He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And
yes, He is.
He's the one that gives us the breath to breathe. He's the one that that moves us. He's the one that we can't do nothing without Him. Without His say-so, we're nothing.
Amen.
But
well,
thank
see, Jesus
God
did
through all things through Christ Jesus, who He strengthened us if we'll just be obedient to Him and do what He says for us to do.
We got
another call in there.
Okay, brother. Go ahead, brother.
Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, my name is Carolyn. I'm in Sacramento, California.
Praise the Lord, sister. We're glad to have you in there.
Amen.
We're speaking about miracle signs and wonders, and so we're glad to have you in there from California. So.
Thank you very much. I was listening. I don't know, my laptop kind of cut us off, so I'm actually having to listen by phone. I have been having the scripture just coming up, kind of like bubbling up in my spirit over and over again, as Mark 16:15-18. And I was just wondering, I'm just like an everyday person, and it's like sometimes I just need the courage to step out and lay my hands on someone so they can recover. And I just wonder if you would pray with me.
Yes, we'll pray with you.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Thank
we
you.
Sure will.
Thank you.
Man. All you got to do, sister, whenever God tells you to go and lay your hands on somebody, just go ahead and step out by faith and go and do it. But we'll go to the Lord and pray for you right now if you want us to.
Okay. I appreciate it.
That's all right, yes. All right. Go ahead, brother.
Father, Lord, as we come before you, God,
yes,
right,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
You see that sister,
oh,
God, you see the courage that she needs.
Oh,
Father,
yes.
It takes somebody, Lord, that held the faith, God, to step out,
Father,
Lord,
God,
and
yes.
Go and lay hands on someone. God,
yes.
We just pray that you will give her that faith and that wisdom, that knowledge, God, that she needs, Lord, to go and obey you, God, and lay hands on them. And, Father, let her see the miracles and the signs and wonders, Father, formed from her hands, God, as all, Lord, took prayer clothes and aprons, and you brought special miracles by his hand. Lord, you said that you had no respectful person. Father, we just ask you, God, that you would bring special miracles from that sister's hands, God. And, Lord, just form the miracle that she needs. And, Lord, let her see the light, God. And, Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Just stay right in there with us if you like, sister. And,
I am. I'm going to be listening. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying it. I did miss the verse. Like I said, I was having a problem. Pastor talked about after he spoke of Mark 16 and verse in Acts, the book of Acts. Could you mind telling me what verse that was again?
That was Acts. That was Acts 2:17 through 19.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to be holding on and listening. God bless you guys.
All right, you too, man.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
we appreciate it. Anyone else want to call in, go ahead and call in. The number for you to call in on is 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in and we'll pray for you, pray with you. If the Lord give you something to say, we'll put you on line and let you say it. So go ahead there, Brother Mike, and obey the Lord.
Well, Brother, I was just looking at the verse here in John 4 and 48. They said, then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you by no means believe. You will not believe unless you see them. We're not going to, faith, the Bible said in Hebrews that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the Bible teaches us that faith cometh, that's in Romans. That faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you're going to you have to have faith. The Bible said it's impossible to please him without faith. And we shouldn't have to worry if you don't have to see signs of healing. You don't have to see the healing to believe it. You need to believe it before you see it.
Amen.
And believe that God's going to do it. That's what God has called his disciples around and gave them power to do. So we don't have to look for a sign. We just believe God that it's going to happen because it will happen.
Right.
He said there, he took them up in the upper room and prayed for that girl, that John, I believe it was John, Peter, and them, except for two of them went in there to pray because of unbelief, they had to get them out of the room. But when he laid hands on her, she rose up and they ministered to her. So we don't have to look for a sign, but believe God, it's going to happen because. With anything is impossible with God if we believe.
That's right. Everything is possible with him if we just believe. You know, if we just know. You know, it's not just believing; it's knowing that he's able and willing to do whatever that he desires to do. And you know, whenever we've got the faith to ask him to heal somebody. Then we should just accept that and go with that. Say, Lord, you took the stripes on your back for their healing, and that's just like I've noticed a lot of times whenever Betty Ann's praying, she said, Lord, he's 39 stripes you took on your back for their healing, and heal them, you know. And that's what he took him 39 stripes on his back for our healing.
Amen, that's right.
And so that's what it's all about, is just knowing that he's able and that he will do it. You know, the devil would like to tell you that, you ain't going to get healed, or you're not going to get that, you're not going to get this. But God said that it's ours if we believe. Whenever we pray and we doubt not, then we shall receive whatsoever that we speak.
Amen, that's it.
We just believe whatever that we ask him for, God's going to give it to us. He's going to grant it to us. So I just praise God for that, that I know that he's going to hear my prayer and he's going to answer. And, you know, there ain't no need for us to doubt. You know, when we doubt, we do a doubt.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 6 chapter there in the 13th verse, it said, and he anointed them with oil.
Yeah.
Many. He anointed many with oil, and they were healed. They were sick, they were healed.
So we
believe God. Anything is possible. Amen. God can do all things. We trust him. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's what the book of James tells us. That we lay hands upon them, and they shall recover, and shall be healed. It's faith, believing God, that God can do it. Not that we, you know, some say, well, can God do it? God can do it, and he will do it. Go ahead, brother.
As you were saying there, you know, James 5, it says, if any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise them up. If they committed any sin, they shall be forgiven of them. And, you know, that's what we need, you know, just realize that, hey, God said it, and I believe it. And that's
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in James 14 and 15 there.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That he would lay hands on them, they're going to recover because we speak healing into their bodies. We focus on the wherever they're having their pain at. We just believe God and lay hands on them, and they shall recover.
Amen.
That's the word of God. The word of God is true. His glorious word is true. It'll never change. Amen.
Forever settled in heaven.
It is settled. He done it. He took their stripes up on his back, 39, step 1. And he took those stripes for the healing. And 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, by his stripes, we are healed. Amen?
Yes, amen.
We are healed. Accept it, claim it, and believe it. Praise God.
Amen. Lord, doesn't it say anything to you there, sister?
Huh?
Has the Lord speaking anything to you for you to say there?
You know, like I said, it's been bubbling up in me for months, and the Lord is telling me to just step out there and do it. I have the faith. It's just a matter of getting just boldly going out and doing it, and you know, not having just don't stop, don't think anything, just trust in the word of God is true, like you are saying, and the word of God is true, and I know that. I've had my own experiences with healing and deliverances from the Lord.
Amen.
So it's been, you know, the Lord's been speaking to me and just kind of pressuring me, pushing me, and I'm just, that's why when I seen this on Facebook, I said, I've got to join. I've got to, you know, get some counseling for myself and get prayed for, and then just go ahead and step out in faith and obey the Lord and do what the Lord tells me to do.
If it's in your spirit, sis, if it's in your spirit and you're feeling it, God's leading you and directing you to do it, then there's a reason there for it. And if you just take that step, if you have to go to your family or, you know, just go wherever the Lord directs you and... Just take you some oil and anoint it, lay hands on them, and go to the hospital. You know, if there's somebody you know in there.
Where are you pastors at?
This is Pastor Mike. I'm in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Okay.
I pastor Harvest Tabernacle Church.
Oh, wow. The internet is amazing, huh?
Yeah. Well, you can go to my web page if you want. I don't know if I'm allowed to give it or not. But
yeah, go ahead, brother. Give it.
Okay. It is harvesttabernacle.net.
Harvest Town?
Tabernacle.
Tabernacle? Harvest Tabernacle. Okay.
Dot net?
Uh-huh. Okay.
N-E-T. you can go there.
Harvesttabernacle.net. Okay, I will. I will do that. And God bless you both, and thank you so much. I'm going to be listening all the way till the end. And thank you so much. God bless you both.
You too.
Okay.
It's amazing, brother, how the
amen. God, praise God. All right,
you
brother.
Be in Chillicothe, Ohio, and here I'm down here in Madisonville, Tennessee, and that sister's out in California.
Amen.
It's amazing how God connect us all together just to minister and to tell the good news about Jesus and to tell him about the signs and wonders and miracles.
Brother, we only have a few minutes, but I don't know if I'll leave that up to you, but if people want to call in for prayer, we'll be praying for them if you want. I mean, I'll leave that up to you because it's your.
If anybody wants prayer, if they'll call in, we'll pray for them. We've got 4 minutes left. If they just call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer and pray for them, take their needs to the Lord, and believe God for their needs. And
hallelujah.
We'd like to say that we'll be back on again next Tuesday. The same time, ministering to the world and telling people the good news about Jesus. And if they want any prayer requests, to be made known, they can go on Miracle Valley Prayer Line at any time and put their prayer on there, and we'll be praying for it. And if they want to go to Lloyd Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ page, they can leave a prayer request there, and that's my page, and we'll be praying over them and take them before the Lord. And we've got several revivals on there that people can tune in and watch and see and listen to. So it's always wonderful to be able to reach out and touch the world and tell them good news about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we got another call in there, 916. Come in there.
Praise the Lord.
Something happened.
Did we get that call, brother?
No, that call, we lost it there. Back in there again and tell us who you are. Call us back there. We got 2 minutes. What was the number?
Praise God.
Praise
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we lost that call. I don't know who it was, but anyway, we'd be praying for you. And
yes, amen.
Trust God,
praise God.
That he'll meet your need, whatever that your need is, there.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We got 1 minute left.
Hey,
so,
praise God. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Brother Mike, go ahead and tell them where you church at and everything up there.
It is in Chillicothe, Ohio, at 12755 Pleasant Valley Road, Chillicothe, Ohio. Harvest Tabernacle is the church. And you're welcome to come if you're in that area. If you're ever up that way, you're welcome to come. God bless you. We love you. And we'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Okay, we got 60 seconds left. So I want to say, Brother Mike, I appreciate you calling in.
Praise God, brother. I enjoy it.
Brother Sister Carolyn, we appreciate you calling in. So call in anytime, tune in and listen to us. So anybody else. So our time is up. So God bless you. And,
okay, God bless you. Too,
and, six, come in there and tell us who you are right quick.
Okay, we got 60 seconds left. I want to say, Brother Mike, I appreciate you calling me.
Praise God, brother. I enjoy it.
Sister, Maryland.
I think they hung up on
you. Oh, I think they did too. I think our time is up. Hey, yeah, okay, honey. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Okay. We'll talk to you later, then.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.